Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Hallelujah is the highest praise. We want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook and let them know that it's going down on today. I want to thank all my listeners for tuning in. Come to hear a word from the Lord on today, because God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Amen. First of all, I'm going to go ahead with my announcements on today. I want to encourage you, if you did not hear Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha asked you on Saturday, you missed a treat. It was an awesome, awesome message. Amen. And the elders just sing so gracefully. Glory to God. You know, God is good. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to tune in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and doing in elders' life, because he sends some awesome words through her. He sends some awesome prayers. If you need a knee, your knees being met, that's where you should have been on yesterday, on Saturday, every Saturday. If Faith Come By Hearing, and the show comes on 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. This show, Prophetic Corner Ministries, it comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break, and the next voice you will hear of the Hour of Power will be none other than Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. I encourage you to come in and get in and hear what the Lord is saying and doing in these last and evil days, because there's so much going on. But you know what? If you want the word, you can find it. There's too so many words that's going on. Now, I ain't saying all of them right, you know, hey, but amen. You let God be the judge of all that. Glory to God. But come on in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last and evil days. Glory to God. And if you move back up on Tuesday, we have none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. They come on every Tuesday, one word from the Lord at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, I encourage you to hook up with them. Go ahead and inbox them on Facebook. Let them know what the need may be, and they will get back with you. I know I hear it all the time, and I say it, you know, some people say, well, I don't have a Facebook page. Well, you can contact us, amen, and I'm sure you have, amen, other siblings that you can ask that, you know, to help you to get in touch with them. Glory to God. You know, that's just like if we want a certain candy bar, hallelujah, we go to one store, they ain't got it, what we gonna do? We gonna leave that and go to another one. And if they ain't got it, sometimes you gonna find it, you gonna hunt it down until you get it. So glory to God. Just think of this as your candy that you want. Hallelujah. And you can go, amen, and ask somebody to go ahead and hit them up on Facebook so you can get in touch with them. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse on Facebook. And I encourage all the men to come on in. You know, God's been calling the men, you know, so he said, the hearts are so far away from me. The hearts are straying away after everything except God. But I encourage you to come on and get in today and let your turn your heart back around to the Lord thy God. Amen. Go ahead and hit them up on Facebook and let them know what you need. Amen. If you need a healing, you need a deliverance, you just need somebody to just talk to and lead and guide you in the right direction, hit them up on Facebook. And if you're not, amen, you say you're not, you know, their Facebook friends, hit any of us up of the WOW team, and we will get you in touch with them. Ah, glory to God. So we don't want to leave you out there stranded alone. We want the men to come on in and begin to pray and help turn this thing around, glory to God. We're calling all men. I'm sending a mandate out to the men on today to turn your hearts back around. And go ahead and reach out, hallelujah, to our Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse, and let them come let them contact you and turn you in the right direction, because we're living in the last days. These are the last and evil days. You said the love of many will wax cold. Yeah, you say you love him. You say you love her. Yes, but how is your love, amen, towards the Lord thy God? You know, some is out, amen. I'm going to say some out in the ocean in the middle. Amen. But don't get caught and trapped in the middle. Glory to God of that two-way love affair. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So come on and hit them up on Facebook. Inbox them. And let them know what you need. Amen. Hallelujah. I have a caller. Amen. Glory to God. Caller 332. Amen. Did you mean to press the 1? Hallelujah. We're going to see. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and take this call, and then we're going to go ahead and get into the word of God. Hallelujah. In a few minutes, let me finish up. Amen. Here, I don't want to get too fast. Glory to God. And I forgot to encourage you to come on and partner. And if you're not a partner, I encourage you on today to partner with us. And in partnering, we only ask for $25 or more. You know, it's been $25 for a long time. You know, you can go out and eat, amen. Two people may be able to eat for $25, amen. But if you leave a tip, that's even the more. And I encourage y'all, when you go out, make sure you leave a tip. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ah, my God. Because you know what? Amen. He said, give and it shall be given. So if you want them to give back to you, amen, and give you some good service, amen, next time, well, you know what? They tip me good. And I remember, and sometimes people will remember your face. So you know what? I'm going to give them some good service. Amen. Glory to God. And those people that don't give you good service, still tip them. Amen. Because you don't know what they've went through. But I encourage you to come on and partner. Amen. And in partnering, you will receive many, 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 many perks. You know, God has many ways of getting the word out. He has many ways of getting you what you need. Glory to God. He ain't shy of his promises. Amen. He said every promise in his word. In his word now. Let me help you out. Is yea and amen. Glory to God. He didn't say it might. He didn't say it could. He said is yea. That means it will. Glory to God. If we stick to the things that will and stop going on the, well, maybe, hallelujah, you know, it could happen, hallelujah. So where's the faith in that, hallelujah? You're straddling on the wrong side of the fence, hallelujah. Just say it will happen according to his word, he said. He said he'll give me, hallelujah, glory to God. If I give, he said men are given to my bosom, hallelujah. He said he'll bless me. He didn't say he might. He didn't say he'll think about it. He said he will. Glory to God. Let's stick to the word and stop adding and ad-libbing and taking away from God's word. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. But I encourage you, still give. Amen. Let's see, amen, if this caller right here, hallelujah, glory to God. Caller 332. Caller 332, you are live and on the air. Amen. Amen. We'll try to get the call a little bit later on. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for yet another day, how you have spared our lives, oh God. Lord, you made, oh, death get back and behave. And Father, we just said thank you, Lord God, because if it had not been for you, Lord, we wouldn't be here on today. We thank you for each and every person, Lord God, on this line, God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever they may need, Lord God, as I'm praying, Lord, let them call it out to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, grace, and your mercy. We thank you, God, for your healing, God, that you have given us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, whether it's one way or another, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for all the forest fires, Lord. We thank you, God, that you have put them all out, because we know, Lord God, that we serve a possible God. There's nothing impossible for you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done and all that you're about to do, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We call all the men back into the ministry right now. Those that have went astray, Lord God, to the left, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Turn their hearts back around to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them know that you're still standing and you're standing strong, Lord, and you're calling them back into the ministry. All those that have strayed away, Lord God, for whatever reason, Lord God, it could have been church hurt. in the name of Jesus. It could have been relationship hurt. Lord, let them know that you're calling them back to be grounded and rooted in your word, to go forth and to do great and mighty things in the nations, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, as you're raising up those, Lord God, who are willing to go out and raise up others, Lord God, to come into the ministry, Lord God, to grab hold of the word of God, to walk right, to talk right, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for everything, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, that are called according to his purpose, in the name of Jesus. So when you men are called according to God's purpose, hallelujah, glory to God, it's going to work out, glory to God. But you got to stay grounded and rooted in the word of God, hallelujah. You can't go on your own opinion, hallelujah. That's what's wrong, he says. Too many opinions, hallelujah. Oh, my God, and not enough praying. Oh, good God Almighty. Father God, we thank you for your word on today, Lord God. Let it stretch forth across the nation, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Let the word heal and set free those that need set free, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are captive in their minds, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. There are some that are stuck in a rut. They don't think they can go no further. So, Lord, I break the chains off them on today, right now, in the name of Jesus. The Lord says you can go further. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You've been stagnated, but now, oh, my God, he's going to push. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, he's going to push you into that next place. Oh, glory to God. Father God, we thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you're pushing them into that next place, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory. We thank you, God. We know that you're a healer. We know that you are a mind regulator. You can regulate the mind of man, Lord. You can regulate the mind of women. You can regulate anything that you want to, Lord. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, so they will keep their mind stayed on you and go forth and do great and mighty exploits in the ministry, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, my God, that they will do what they have been created to do, Lord God, the purpose to serve you, Lord, to lead families. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, glory to God. He's going to push you into that next place. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Some of you have been spinning your wheels and you ain't going nowhere. Hallelujah. But sometimes what happens, you won't fast and you won't pray. Glory to God. When you fast and pray, they work together. You know, he said all things work together. Hallelujah. So if you're going to fast, then you got to pray. You got to read. You got to do all that right there so he can push out, glory to God, you into your next place, your next destiny. Hallelujah. You walked away. You strayed away from the Bible. Ah, my Lord. You got to turn around and come back. And this thing that you are trying to do, it will work. Hallelujah. You know, the word works, but you got to work it. And in order to work the word, you got to have the word in you. You got to read it in order for it to work. Hallelujah. You can hear it by me preaching it. Yes. Is the faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God? Yes, it do. But you got to have a lifestyle of reading it and say, Lord, now I know this right here work because you said, Lord God. Now I come back to this thing right here about giving. Hallelujah. You said, give and it shall be given. Oh, pressed down, shaking together, running over. Don't you want those running over kind of blessings? Glory to God, Lord. You said, Lord God, oh, if I stand and stand there for, Lord, you said many of the affliction, although I'm being afflicted, God. Now, when you got the word in you, he said, put me in remembrance of my word. So if you ain't got it in you, then you can't put him in remembrance of it. Hallelujah, glory to God. That's why it's so important to read, meditate, hear, read it out loud. Hear it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what he means by faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. When you read it out loud. Glory to God. And everything in that atmosphere changed. Hallelujah. I went one day in a place. Amen. Hallelujah. I went amen, to visit my family, hallelujah, which we all, amen, are together and everything, and we were going through some of my dad's stuff, and glory to God, I found one of his hymn books from way back in the day, glory to God. You know, all those songs back then, amen, I used to say, well, I don't understand them, you know, they're singing them, but what do it mean? You know, I'm like, what do it do? Hallelujah. And they were singing in the church, hallelujah, glory to God all the time. But now, amen, when I got his book, I got his hymn book, and the older hymns that they got in the book and the songs that they got in the book, they mean so much. Now that I can sing them, amen, yes, I can sing a little bit, hallelujah. When I sing those songs, it brings back memories, and it breaks some chains off, some things that I be going through. I can sing one of those songs and seem like everything around me and the atmosphere just changed, glory to God, hallelujah. And now I understand when they used to sing, you know, there was a storm that's passing over, hallelujah, glory to God. And they would walk the flow, my God, hallelujah. They would sing that song, and I'm like, okay, and I was sitting in the church, I'm like, okay, I hear them, you know. I didn't really know what they was talking about, amen, when they was singing those songs, amen, but now, hallelujah, when you sing those kind of songs, some things got to break. Yes, they say they got to reach the young generation, and there's nothing wrong with none of that. Yes, reach them by all means, glory to God, but not so much shaking and, you know, all that kind of stuff that they do, hallelujah. But yes, you got to reach them, but you got to reach all people, hallelujah, not just the young generation. You got to reach all, everybody. So that's why when I began to sing those songs and look back in his hymn book, and my God, everything starts to change. The whole atmosphere changed, hallelujah. So, you know, just strike up one of them old hymns that you used to hear your mama sing, your grandma sing, amen, you know, mama them, that's the way they used to say it, hallelujah, and see what happens. Your whole atmosphere will change. You'll have a positive atmosphere, glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. Let's get into our message on today. Last week, we talked about Ruth, amen. In chapter 1, well, we're going to go on just a little bit further, and we may go on further if the Lord says so. If he says, that's enough, they got what they need, then guess what? That's enough. But we're going to go on to Ruth chapter 2. If you would, amen, Ruth chapter 2, and I'm going to call this message, in the right place at the right time. You know, sometimes you could be in the wrong place at the wrong time, hallelujah. But then, you know, in this one right here, when I started to read it and meditate on it, I'm like, oh, yeah, she was in the right place at the right time. And just think about it now. Amen. When we talked about how, you know, Naomi talked to her about, you know, being God and everything. And I looked at that a little bit deeper. And when she said, you know, I'm going to follow you, your God going to be my God. So right then, whenever she said, your God going to be my God, I thought about that thing. I said, well, you know what? Right then, she received Jesus Christ. She received her God. Hallelujah. So in other words, she said, your God going to be my God. Right then, she received him. Hallelujah. My God, my God. She came away from her God, Shamash. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But understand, she wasn't hearing it. She, like I said, she went back. She had to have that man, so she went back over there to get it. Hallelujah. And just think if she had followed, what do you think she would have got when Ruth said, your God going to be my God? Right then, she was repenting, and she was receiving him. She accepted him as her God. That's the way I looked at it. But let's go ahead and get in our message and find out what happened, amen, to Ruth in the next chapter, chapter 2. Amen. And the title again, hallelujah. I know some say, well, I didn't catch the title, but I'm going to say it again very slowly. In the right place at the right time. Hallelujah. Chapter 2, verse 1. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband, mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech. And his name was Boaz. This was Elimelech's close kin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see right here, Boaz, Boaz stands for strength. He stands for a mighty man of God. Glory to God. He was a righteous man. Ah, my God, my God. You know, it's hard sometimes to find, you know, that mighty man of God, righteous man now. But ladies, you're going to have to start praying and pray them up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In your prayer time, learn to pray for strength. Learn to pray that God bring them up just a little bit higher. And learn to speak positive and not negative. I had a talk with someone the other day. I said, you know, you got to stop talking positive, negative. You got to lose the negative. You got to talk positive. You're going to have to pray them up. Hallelujah. You can't do it one day. Now, one day you do it, and then the next day you don't. You got to do it all the time. Hallelujah. We got to bring our men back to the front. Hallelujah. Because we women are tired of standing on the front. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're going to bring them back and we're going to stand beside them. Glory to God. That's where we are in this season. Just pray them up. It don't have to be a boyfriend. It don't have to be, you know, somebody, amen, that you're engaged to. Just pray them up. So, Lord, bring our men back. That's what you do. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Verse 2, and Ruth the Moabite said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him, in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, go, my daughter. You see right here, understand this. You know, Ruth was an awesome person. As I look at how she could have said, well, you know what, you get ready because you're going out here in the field too. But you know what? She respected her after she had been told her about the word of God and told her about God, and she had all that compassion, and we talked about that, and devotion, respect, wholesomeness, virtue. She could have said, well, you know what? Come on, you need to go out here and work in this field with me. No, she had compassion because she knew Naomi was older, and she knew, you know, I'm a little younger than you, so I'll go out here so that I may find favor with whoever field I'm going in, okay? And so Naomi told, okay, my daughter, go ahead. So she headed on off to go out there in the field to glean. In other words, she was going out there to get them some food, hallelujah, because they had just got in that place. We talked about it last week, how they were going back to Bethlehem. And when they got in that place, you know, they had got the house and everything. Well, they were going to need something to eat. So guess what? They had to go. She had to go out and glean and get them something to eat in the field. Hallelujah. Let's see what it is. Let's see what else she said right here. Verse 3. And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. Now look right here. They said her hap, she just happened. Okay, God allowed, he led her. Amen. Because of the compassion and everything that she had showed to Naomi. Hallelujah. She wasn't a selfish daughter-in-law. Glory to God. She was a good daughter-in-law because she stuck by her. Even though, like I said, in the other chapter that we read on chapter 1, she said, you know, I can't have no more children and blase, you know, and all that. Amen. I'm not going to go back and tell the whole story. You can go back and read it, Ruth chapter 1. And she stuck by her, hallelujah, not because she wanted a man. She just stuck by her. She said, no, I'm going. Your God's going to be my God, so we're going to go, and I'm going to go through this thing with you. I'm not going to leave you. She was devoted to her because she had gave it a word and told her how good God is and how good he will be, and, you know, to her. And, you know, you'll find favor with the Lord, you know, as you continue on down the road with me. Don't give up now. Come on. And you know, she was praying that she would have another husband and all these good things. Let's move on to verse 4. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, the Lord be with you. And they answered him, the Lord bless thee. Okay, Boaz stayed in the city part, okay? He didn't stay out there in the country, but he had people over his fields. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know how they did. They had people over their fields. So guess what? They were out there maintaining everything. But this particular day, Boaz decided, well, you know what? I think I'm going to take a stroll to the country and see what's going on in my fields. See what's to happen, okay? Glory to God. So this particular day when he went into his field, let's move on and see what happened. Then said Boaz unto his servant, that was set over the reapers, whose damsel is this? He was asking. He seen her. Now, don't you know he saw something about her? Because just think about it. I'm sure there were many in the field gleaning. But just think, you know, he singled her out. That's the way it works. God will single that one out, not two, not three, not four, not ten. Amen. Glory to God. He'll single that one out, and that one is yours. Hallelujah. And he singled that one out, and he asked, well, who is that? You know, can you imagine the glory of the Lord was shining upon her? Hallelujah. She didn't have on no short skirt. She didn't have on none of them little short shorts. Okay, hallelujah. That's not the attention that you really want to draw to you. Hallelujah, because if you're dressed like that, then that's what you're going to get, just that person. Hallelujah, one of them that don't want to work, he want to lay on the couch. Amen, he want to couch slouch, you know, glory to God. Let's move on, verse 6. Hallelujah. And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, it is the Moabite damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. So he was explaining to him who it was, and he was explaining to him, you know, about, you know, Elimelech, you know, and everything, that he had died, and she lost her two sons, you know, Mahlon and Chilion. She lost them also, and she came back with her. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 7. And she said, I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and hath continued even from the morning until now, that she tarried a little in the house. So he was saying, you know, she came and she said, let me glean amongst the sheaves. That's all she asked him. She didn't ask him, where your ball set? You know, let me look at him. Let me see if he's fine. She didn't ask none of that. She was trying to get her some groceries. Hallelujah. And she was going in work for us. She just said, hold up, let me see if I can find out who's the manager of this company, what he looked like. Let me see. Hey, baby, you got some money? Come on. She didn't say none of that. Hallelujah. What she said was, let me glean amongst the sheaves. Hallelujah. She wanted to go out and get him some food. She wouldn't worry about all that. She wasn't trying to meet him like that. Let's move on. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, harvest thou not, my daughter. Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here, fast by my maids. Look right here what he told you. You ain't got to go in there another field. I got you. Oh, my God, my God. See right there? Hallelujah. Now just think about it. He just happened to go in his field that day, and she just happened to go and work in the field that he owned that day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It just didn't happen. It was ordained by God that they meet in the same place at the same time, because she was in the right place at the right time. Glory to God. He said, hold up, let me explain something. You ain't got, don't go nowhere else. You stay right here. But you understand, it wasn't like, amen, a romantic, amen, thing that was going on right then between him and her. Glory to God. It was just the glory of the Lord that was shining upon her. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She didn't even know who he was. Hallelujah. Right then, she didn't know. Hallelujah. So let's move on. Let thine eyes be on the field, that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art artist, athirst, go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn. He was saying, when you get thirsty, they done drew some water. The young men done drew some water. That's where you go when you get your water from. And he was telling them, he told those young men to listen. Y'all missing when all them out there in the fields. Yeah, I know it. Y'all missing with some of them women. Some of them wouldn't mess with them. You know how that is. And some will. But listen, this one, don't touch her. I don't want to hear you touching her now. You hear me? Just think about it. When Boaz told her, I'm marking her. That's mine. So, you know, that's mine. All right. Glory to God. He marked it. That's mine. Because it was ordained by God for her to go in that field at that time. So he told the young men, do not mess with her. Don't touch her. Hallelujah. And then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, why have I found grace in thine eyes that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? Let's move on to verse 11. And Boaz answered and said unto her, it hath fully been shown me all that thou hast done unto my mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come into a people which thou knowest not. Therefore, he was saying, everything that you've done, You stuck by Naomi. Whenever her husband died, your husband died, and her other son died. Everybody had done died. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you stayed with her. You helped her through everything that she was going through. You chose her God. Glory to God. Understand that Boaz was a righteous man. So he saw this. He saw that she was a very virtuous woman, that she wasn't trying to get no other man. Glory to God. Right then, she was waiting. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, I know some of y'all said, well, I've been waiting a long time. I understand. But just keep praying. Just keep on bending knees. Y'all, he'll send it. You know, amen. It works out. All works together for the good of them that loves the Lord. He want to give you somebody that you're able, amen, to live with. Hallelujah. Whenever you get ready to marry him, you know, you're going to be able to stay with him. He don't want to just throw you any kind of bone. Glory to God. So just hold on and keep praying. He said, I heard about everything that you did, all the compassion that you showed, everything that you've done for her. You even come out here in the fields and you gleaning food for her. Oh, my God, my God. Only a virtuous woman would do that, and she wasn't trying to get no other man, not nowhere. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But see, that was the setup. God was setting her up, because when she received him, she understood everything. So she began to just hold on to what Naomi had told her in the teaching that she had got. Understand, Oprah had done turned around and went back. Now, if she had went on, she might have met her Boaz, right? Let's move on. Verse 12. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward to be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Let's move on to verse 13. Then she said, let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for that thou hast confronted me, and for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaid, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaids. She said, I'm not like them. You know, she was saying, I'm from somewhere else. I'm not from here. But, you know, I thank God for what he's doing. He put me in the right place at the right time, and he put me here, and you're taking care of me, and I thank you for that. Even though I'm a stranger from another land, huh? In other words, she's saying I'm a daughter from another mother, hallelujah, another country, and you're taking care of me. Let's move to verse 14. And Boaz said unto her at mealtime, come down hither and eat of the bread, and dipped our morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and she reached her parched corn, and she did eat, and was sufficed, and left. Look at that. She had more than enough to eat. Hallelujah. But when she left, hallelujah, glory to God, she didn't leave. When she left there, she didn't leave, amen, empty-handed. Ah, my God, my God. Guess what he did? He gave her some more food to take home, amen, with her. Ah, that's what I'm talking about. See, he was a man of wealth, and I understand he owned many fields. He didn't own just one. He had many. He had plenty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So she, amen, was able, amen, to walk into that field. It didn't just happen. It happened because God ordained it. Don't you want God to ordain, amen, what you need, and then you know you'll be able to keep it. I'm not saying that you ain't going to go through nothing, because, you know, you're going to go through some trials and tribulations. It's something how things will happen sometimes, and people will start to give up. Well, you know what? Oh, my God. Lord, you gave me this for this to happen. You gave me this for this to happen. But understand, if he gave it to you, understand what I said. If you believe that he gave it to you, then he's going to give you what you need to sustain it, glory to God, and maintain it and keep it. So whenever you start going through trials, you know what, Lord, I know you didn't bring me this far to leave me. I know, Lord God, you'll bring me out of whatever it is you're going through on this day. You know, he's an on-time God, and he's not going to give you something and then let it fall by the wayside. We don't serve a God like that. We serve a true and a living God. Glory to God. So I know he wouldn't leave you hanging like that. Let's move on, verse 15. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, let her glean even among the sheaves and reproach her not. He said, hold up. Let her get whatever she wants. Y'all leave her alone. Hallelujah. Let's read verse 16, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about that. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them that she may glean them and rebuke her not. He was saying, you know, don't go ahead and throw out a little bit extra so she can get some more. You see, Boaz was, he was getting ready. He was getting ready for his Ruth. So he wanted to go ahead, amen, and throw out a little bit more for her. Hallelujah, because God had done put her in his path, and he was pleased with the way she carried herself. You know, you can carry yourself in a way where men will like you. Hallelujah, glory to God. You can carry yourself in a way where they don't like you. You know, some said, sisters are loud, hallelujah. Well, amen, sisters. They said some are loud, so, you know, they don't want them loud. You know, I'm not going to call them. Let it go. But anyway, they said that those sisters are loud. Glory to God, hallelujah. But you see right here, Boaz thought that Ruth was a very good and virtuous woman. And so now, you know, he wasn't trying to, amen, court her right at that point. But we're going to get into that in the next chapter, why he didn't. Because he was a righteous man. He had to maintain, because there's someone else that's going to come on the scenes, hallelujah. And he wanted to make sure that he was in, you know, he was making sure that he was in line with the law. Because, you know, the law says that, you know, you have to take care of the kindred. You know, back in the day, they used to do that. If somebody would get burnt out, and I remember this pastor was telling me, you know, that, you know, his mom then would go in there, take chairs to him, and they would go and take food to him, and he would ask them, what you taking all that stuff over there to them for? But that's the way they did back in those days. They did. They helped. Now people don't want to help people because some have been hurt. But I say to you on the day, regardless if you have been hurt, you don't. That don't mean you have to help them same people. You know that they're going to hurt you again. But you can go and help somebody else that may not hurt you again. They'll appreciate that you do. So don't give in by not helping anybody, because we're here to be helpers one to another. Oh, my God, my God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And whenever he told them, you know, go drop a little extra down so she could pick it up too also, so she'll have a plenty. So she gleaned in the field unto Eve and beat out that she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave it to her that she had reserved after she was sufficed. Oh, my God. See, she gave her all that, plus she fed her mother-in-law. Now, how many of you, hallelujah, will do that? Glory to God, hallelujah. You know, you women of God, we got to be virtuous women. You can't be running behind every pair of pants you see. Every man that you meet, amen, ain't your husband, hallelujah. Ask God, hallelujah, to help you. And even, I'm going to tell you something, at a time when he say that is, then what you're going to have to do, you're going to have to pray. You don't have to tell him. Ah, glory to God. That's where I think you mess up at. You don't tell him. You continue to pray. You ain't praying against his will, but you're praying what God has told you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you know without a shadow of a doubt that he said that's him, then that's when you pray. You don't believe, hallelujah, glory to God, my God, then you don't have to pray. Hallelujah. But whenever he tells you, or whatever he tells you, if he said, well, that's just a friend, I'm sending you just a friend, then you pray, said, okay, Lord, then I can go with that. Then maybe later on he'll tell you that it means something else, but that don't mean you go tell him. You pray about it. That's what so many times you release words in the atmosphere and release words to people that it ain't time for them to receive. I had to learn that thing, amen, through the ministry, amen, that I'm under. I don't release a word too quick. Sometimes, you know, I remember this song. It said, you know, sometimes you can make a move too soon. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, let's move on. Amen. Let's move on. Verse 19. And her mother-in-law said unto her, where hast thou gleaned today? And where wroughtest thou? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee. And she showed her mother-in-law with whom, and she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, the man named with whom I wrought today is Boaz. Glory to God. You know, when she said Boaz, can you imagine what's going to happen next? My God, my God. It's an awesome story. story. Amen. Follow me. Amen. We may do the next chapter if God says so. If he don't, then we won't. But understand, Boaz was a mighty man. He was a wealthy man. He was a righteous man. So who wouldn't want him? Don't you know them women out there? Amen. Glory. When Boaz came out there to the field, hallelujah, what they do? Amen. You know they all looking up. But only one caught his eye. Ah, that's what I'm talking about. He had many out there working for him. I'm sure he had some single ones. He may have had some married ones. Hallelujah. They might have been looking too. Glory to God. Don't put it past none of them. But just know, glory to God. Hallelujah. But just know, it was only one out there that God had ordained for him to really meet. And that's what happened in the field when he was out in the field. Glory to God. He lived in the city, but then he decided, well, you know what? I'm going to go and check out my fields today. And then said, Ruth just had to go. Now, she didn't have to go. I said it again. It was ordained by God. Huh? Some things are ordained by God. You ain't got to worry about it. Can't no man curse it. But he said, what I ordain, no man can curse. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When I put forth, hallelujah, what I want you to do, what I want, where I want you to go, and who I want you to be with, can't no man curse it. But you can mess it up yourself by the words that you speak out of your mouth, by speaking negative all the time and thinking that it's okay. And if someone tells you, so listen, you need to straighten up that tongue there, you know, work on it and ask God to work on you. Glory to God. You know, so many times now, people don't want to take, you know, I'm not going to say criticism, but they don't want to hear the truth. You know, they'd rather believe a lie and the truth will do. And they'd rather tell a lie when the truth will do. Hallelujah. But it's not that they're telling you, amen, for their good, but they're telling you for your own good. Because, you know, the Bible says, whatever that a man soweth, that shall he reap. That means if you sow out their negativity, then guess what you're going to reap? Negativity. You won't ever bring him up. Huh? My God, you won't ever bring him up to where God wants him to be, because you're speaking negative over him. Hallelujah. My God, let's move on. And verse 20, and Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, blessed he of the Lord who have not left of his kindred to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, the man is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen. Okay, when she said one of the next, because there's another one. She said one. I understand one. But there's another one. She said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, my God. You done went into a field, a wealthy place. Oh, God. When she began to tell her, can you imagine who it was? And Naomi's face lit up. So that's our next kin. And one of our next kin. Because there's another one. Hallelujah. Because you see, Boaz was playing it. He was playing it smooth. He was a smooth operator. He wouldn't say too much. Amen. But he was just letting her know, you know, okay, I'm taking interest, but I can't come right now and say what I want to say. But he's going to just lay back and watch things happen, and he's going to lay back and watch it come to pass. Hallelujah. That's what you got to do sometimes. Continue to pray and believe God. So many times you fall away out of prayer mode, and you get into that, amen, how should I say, that fleshly mode, when you let your flesh take hold and do, think it's going to do what you want it to do, and it's going to do what it wants to do because of your negative spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, when you walk it, hallelujah, you got to talk it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to talk positive, and you got to walk righteous. Oh, good God Almighty. I'm going to say that again. You got to talk positive, and you got to walk righteous. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because they're going to work together, and look how they worked out for them. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Ah, my God, my God. Let's move on to verse 21. Hallelujah. And Ruth the Moabitess said, he said unto me also, thou shalt keep fast by my young men until they have ended all my harvests. He told her to stay right there in her field and don't, in his field, and don't move. You stay right there and glean all you want. And then can you imagine, she had more than enough, because understand, honey, that he told the young men, you know, throw down a little bit extra. And he said she can come and she can glean even around the piles that y'all piling up. And he said, you better not rebuke her. Oh, my God, my God. See, Boaz was ready. He knew what was going to happen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, don't you rebuke her. Don't you correct her. I'm telling y'all now. And don't mess with her. He had already marked this territory, so it was nothing they could do. Because Boaz, amen, he was a man of strength. That's what his name means. Boaz means strength. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 22. And Naomi said unto Ruth, her daughter-in-law, it is good, my daughter, that thou go out with his maidens, and they meet thee not in any other field. He said, she said, it's good that you go out, amen, and you're doing what you're doing, and you ain't got to go to no other field, because understand, you don't know what's going on in them other fields, hallelujah, you know, and Boaz going to make sure that she was safe. And that's what he's supposed to do, make sure that his people were safe. But, you know, he knew those men were messing with those women. He stayed in the city, but this particular day, he decided he'd take a ride out to the country. Oh, he was going to be ride or die and see what's going on, amen, in his fields. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's read that last verse here. So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz, gleaned until the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and dealt with her mother-in-law. You know, she stayed right there. She didn't go nowhere else. He told her to stay right here and glean in my field. You know, he wanted to keep up with her and see what was going on, you know, with her and everything. You know, Boaz, he watched over once he realized and saw her, and she came in the field, and, you know, the glory of the Lord was shining upon her. And you know, can you imagine, you know, I know that's her, but, you know, and he knew the Lord. And so he was a righteous man. So, look, he done told him, you know, that's her, but you're going to have to go through some steps. You can't just walk and roll up on her like that, because there's someone else that's coming in on the scene. Hallelujah. And Boaz was a righteous man. He was a man of integrity. So he wasn't about to do something, amen, that wasn't right. So he just laid back and just kept an eye on Ruth. Hallelujah. My God, my God. They said in the Bible, I read in one verse of the Bible, amen, and another translation, it said she was beautiful, hallelujah, she was dressed well, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm saying she had on clothes, glory to God, hallelujah. So you don't have to have your belly hanging out, you don't have to have your belly rings all hanging out, hallelujah, to get a man. Hallelujah. Just dress nice and your Boaz will find you, because look how he found Ruth, hallelujah. My God, my God. Not because she was talking loud. She wasn't trying to be seen, hallelujah. She was introvert, hallelujah. She didn't try to draw no attention, amen, to herself. She did not. She just went out to pick, amen, some wheat and at barley harvest, hallelujah. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. She didn't try to draw no attention to herself by bringing her skirt up a couple of inches, hallelujah, putting on her high heels, hallelujah, and her red dress, hallelujah. I put it like this, putting on her handkerchief of a dress. She didn't do none of that. My God, my God. She didn't, hallelujah. She just went out and she just did what she normally wanted to do, was get up some food, hallelujah. And he paid her some attention, hallelujah. Be careful how you draw attention to yourself, because you know you can draw attention, amen, and it be the wrong attention. Hallelujah. So many people are coming up. I just said so many women's, hallelujah, coming up missing now. So just be careful how you draw attention to yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Boaz was a righteous man. He lived a righteous life, and he was well, amen, known in that town, and he was well respected in that town. So he wasn't about to do nothing that's going to have them to disrespect him. He just kept on down the road, and he was nice. And when they were sitting around and they were eating, I read in another translation, he reached over and he gave her some food. My God. Look at him taking care of her, making sure that she was good and full and had enough to take back and give, amen. Oh, my God. Naomi saw him. He didn't never leave her out either. Hallelujah. Ain't that something? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So just be careful how you draw attention to yourself in these last and evil days. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when you go out, amen, hallelujah, if you think you're going on trips, and I encourage you to make sure you let somebody know where you're going, hallelujah, and call them when you get there. Make sure you made it to your destination safe, hallelujah. Because we're living in a time and a day now, it's evil, hallelujah. It's evil in the world, so just make sure that you're safe. Hallelujah, glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for your safe haven, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, every word, Lord God, that I preached on today, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that it fell on good ground, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let none be left out in this season, Lord God. Oh my God, as they come forth to do great and mighty exploits, Lord, for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, let nothing hold them back, Lord, as you keep pushing them forward in the word of God, as you keep pushing them forward to go out, Lord God, and tell others about a man named Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, as you're raising them up, Lord God, and you're raising men up to raise their families up, Lord God, in the Lord, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, not just the women, but you're raising the men up, Lord God, to raise their children in the Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let them not fall by the wayside anymore, Lord God. Lord, let the word go all across the nation to those who have been hindered, Lord, on drugs. Oh, my God, those that have been hindered, Lord God, by one way or another, Lord, free them from it right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them grab hold to the word of God and begin to proclaim your word. Let them grab hold to the word of God and be delivered on today in the name of Jesus. I call them up, pull them up by their bootstraps right now in the name of Jesus. No more being bound with the chains holding you. No more being bound, hallelujah, with the sex addiction. No more being bound, Lord God, with drug addiction in the name of Jesus, oh God. No more being bound, Lord God, by negativity. No more being bound, Lord God, thinking they can't go no higher. No more being bound, my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Lord, I pull it up. My God, I pull them up. Oh, mama, my Lord, I pull them up, Lord God, out of that place of Lodabar. In the mighty name of Jesus, they've been held down too long. Know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Began to decree and declare that the joy of the Lord is your strength, and you can go on further. Hallelujah, glory to God. You can't, don't have to stop right there. You can go on further. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the word on today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that every life matters, oh God. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, for those all across the nation who've been battling the forest fires, Lord God, who've been battling the floods, Lord. We pray, God, that you send in, Lord God, everything, all the provisions that they may need, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let them not hold not one good thing back from them, Lord God, because you said they won't, Lord. Those that are in need, Lord, whether it's food, clothes, housing, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, send it in, Lord God, by the truckloads, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let none, Lord God, be lost. Let none go hungry. Let none go thirsty, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you because we know, Lord God, that you can do all things but fail, Lord God. You're not a failing God, oh God. We thank you for your angels camping around, Lord, and leading and guiding, Lord God, from the north, south, the east, and the west, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We call it, Lord God, done. In your son Jesus' name we pray, Lord God. Oh, mama, my Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for those that need a healing, God. Those that need healing from COVID-19. Heal them right now in their body. Strengthen their immune system in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them get up out of those beds in the hospitals and in the nursing homes, Lord God. Oh, mama, my Lord, even those that are shut in, Lord God, strengthen their immune system, oh God. Raise them up out of those beds and let them know that one touch from you made everything all right. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you and we give you glory. We give you honor and praise. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, we serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. I don't see anybody has pressed the one. Oh, glory to God. So we're just going to go on. Hallelujah. I want you to keep it in mind. Don't forget to go over and show Minister Elaine some love. Hallelujah. Her show is coming up in 30 minutes. Hallelujah. So you can go get your glass of water. Now, I know your favorite game is probably on. Amen. You got time. Hallelujah. You got 30 minutes. Then if you get online and hear Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson, and remember, she is an author. If you desire to purchase a book, you can contact any of us, and we will, glory to God, get in touch with her for you. And tell her to inbox you, tell you what you can do and walk you through the steps. So I encourage you to come on and get it, hallelujah, get the book and know what's in your heart, how to reflect in your heart, glory to God, where your heart is, hallelujah, glory to God, amen. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ, hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Praise him every day. Praise him all day. Praise him every time you think about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The glory of the Lord shall shine upon you like never before. Hallelujah. Ah, my God. He said he's breaking some chains. Hallelujah. He's destroying some yokes. He's lifting some of those who've been heavy laden in these last few months. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's because your heart has been so far from him. Hallelujah. You haven't read your word. You haven't been reading your word like you should. Get back into your word, because that word is the only thing that's, hallelujah, you can hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. As you read it out loud, and that word will keep you. It will sustain you. It will give you strength. It will give you power where you didn't think you had no power. It'll give you that dunamis power to go on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that song is saying, I feel like going on. Glory to God. You got to know without a shadow of a doubt, he will bring you out. But it'll give you that dunamis power, that power that you can't get on your own. Hallelujah. You can only get this power by reading and meditating on his word and fasting and reading and praying. Hallelujah. This word, hallelujah, when it gets down in your heart, hallelujah, then it will bring forth fruit in your life. And you'll know then that I can go on. This is just a mere situation. It ain't going to last long. It's just a little bit of trouble. So, you know, trouble don't last always. So get rooted in the word of God so you can go on. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And I want to go ahead and give the invitation of Christ. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God, mold me. Father God, I repent of everything that I said, every thought that I had, impure, that wasn't like you, Lord. Everything that I've done, Lord, that wasn't like you. Oh, God, I repent right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord God, and I want you to come into my life. Make me, Lord God, into what you want me to be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Know that Jesus Christ, amen, hallelujah, is the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. He will watch over you, watching over your soul. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Get in a Bible-believing church where you know, amen, to read the word of God and meditate on it. Pray. Hallelujah. Ask him, what are you talking about? What do you mean? What is this? What do I do with this in my life? How can I apply this word to my life? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to go ahead, amen, and get a benediction and get out of here. Don't forget to show Minister Elaine some love. She'll be coming up in 30 minutes. You'll have time to go get your water. Hallelujah. Get your Sprite. Get your Kool-Aid. Lemonade. Amen. I'll just say whatever you like. Hallelujah. And get ready to hear the word from Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. Have an awesome, awesome rest of this week, and we will see you back on next Sunday. Amen.